Once, Darth Kratos deactivated his lightsaber and stepped away. Truce, she thought.
For now.
With a grunt, he settled back to ride out the trip from Korriban back to Drahman Kos, and from there to Hutta, and the attainment of all their dreams. Chapter 6.
The Hutts have created quite a stir, said Supreme Commander Stantors, leaning back in his chair and tapping one finger on his desk. I've received 4 senatorial inquiries overnight, and I expect more during the day. Whether this auction is a scam or not, we'll have to do something about it now.
Ula said.
We can't be seen to be sitting on our hands, sir.
Obedience and assurance, that was all the Supreme Commander wanted from his aides. A true meritocracy, however, would have demanded much more from its citizens.
Indeed not, Stantors exclaimed. When every world of the Republic, from the outlying settlements to the core itself, is crying poverty, to let a possible source of resources slip through our fingers would be a public relations disaster, not to mention a setback for galactic security.
When the Mandalorians are involved, said another aide, it's often a security issue.
Indeed, and that's why I've decided to pursue this publicly and politically, to ensure that it can't come back on us later.
The martial rhythm of the Supreme Commander's tapping put Ula on edge.
Give it a rest, he wanted to yell at them. It's a smokescreen, a distraction for the real issue. The Cold War you're losing. The Hutts are exploiting and feeding your paranoia at the very same time. Don't you see how gullible this makes you all look?
So wound up was he in his internal dialogue that he almost didn't hear the Supreme Commander's next words.
That's why I've decided to send you, Ula, to Hutta as an official envoy of the Republic.
Ula's thoughts hit the roadblock of that pronouncement and formed a 5 Skylane pileup.
You what, sir?
I need someone to investigate, and if necessary, negotiate on our behalf. Not someone senior. We don't want the Hutts thinking we're too interested. Not someone from the military, either, since this is a political matter. We need someone informed and dedicated, and the reports you filed last night indicate that you are nothing if not both. Ula, I want you on the first available shuttle.
The other aide stared at him with undisguised envy as Ula tried to find a way out of the situation.
I'm flattered, sir, but...
Your portfolios are already full, I know, but there's nothing you can't delegate. And if it's security you're worried about, I've requisitioned a full detail. We can't afford to lose someone of your abilities, Ula.
Ula swallowed. Stantors had shot down his 2 major objections in little more than 1 breath. While it was indeed pleasing that the Supreme Commander afforded him such trust, what use was he as an informer in the wrong sector of the galaxy?
He needed to be here, in the office, not mucking around with filthy Hutts and potentially coming under fire.
The gang war that had led to Stantor's hearing about the Cinzia would be just a minor skirmish if the ship's home was as valuable as the Hutt said it was. Of that, Ula was certain, and he was an informer, not a soldier, for a reason. He liked fighting as little as he liked being in the spotlight. He simply wasn't trained for that.